But we are going back to green politics now. We're going to talk to John Downing, political columnist with the Irish Independent and a former political advisor to the Green Party in power back between 2007 and 2011. Good morning, John. We talk just a bit about Eamon Ryan before we move on to talk to about the future leadership. What is his legacy? He was in government twice, near wipeout in 2011, back to power in 2020 with 12 deputies.
He was among those who brought the Green Party from the fringe to the heart of government twice. A very unusual politician, underestimated sometimes, caricatured unfairly sometimes. He had a huge contribution on energy policy. He built the Green Party in that second period. He and others built the Green Party from nothing in 2011. Three county councillors, no Oireachtas members in 2011, to a high point of 50 councillors and 12 TDs and four senators by 2020.
In the minus corner, though, did he lose rural Ireland?
Well, the Green Party certainly struggled very badly in rural Ireland, to say the very least of it. Some of it has been kind of statements which did not come across very well, some ill-judged statements. Some of it just pure vilification and lazy politics, particularly on behalf of some independents who seek to increase their own store by just dumping on the Greens. There is a failure to recognise things like the rollout of broadband, the developments in transport, which public transport is still very poor in this country, but it is better than it was.
Mm. What are you hearing this morning now about the future leadership? Because certainly talking to Oisín Smith in the studio here a while ago, a great degree of planning has already taken place. He's not going to be a candidate for the leadership, but he will be a candidate for the deputy leadership, and he'd like to see Pippa Hackett stepping up.
Yeah, Pippa Hackett's name recurs. We've already had Senator Pauline O'Reilly of Galway, now Oisín Smith. Notably, an attempt, what is beginning to be styled as an attempt to take on this issue of the Greens' poor image in rural Ireland, take the bull by the horns on that one. It would seem to me to be extraordinarily brave, bordering on naive, to think that at this stage and with this short run into an election that they can deal with that issue. Surely it would make more sense for them to play to their strengths. However, we'll know far more by lunchtime and by close of play this evening. It would seem there is a buzz and a rush of support for Pippa Hackett. A lot of disadvantages. She is in cabinet, but she is a nominated senator. Mm. And her political base would appear very poor.
Yeah, I was looking at that political base, just going back to the 2020 election. She got 3,494 first preference votes, and she was trailing there at about number seven in that constituency. She has a mountain to climb if she wants to win a Dáil seat.
Yes, and that into the teeth of a rather sharp gale.
Mm. Any other candidates that you expect to see declaring, John?
Well, it's hard to know who will declare. Roderick O'Gorman, who has done very well in the difficult job of integration and migration, Dublin West TD, long-time activist, he would be a very formidable candidate. The junior minister, Joe O'Brien, Dublin Fingal hasn't ruled himself out. We'll know far more by the end of the day. There is a possibility that there may not be an election. Mm-hmm. Much would depend on the attitude of Roderick O'Gorman.
All right.
It's not clear how much he wants the job.
Okay, well listen, thank you very much, John Downing of the Irish Independent. Let's go back to Paul Cunningham. Oisín Smith was saying to us he doesn't want a coronation though, Paul Cunningham. What are you hearing so far about likely further declarations? We've had none yet, of course, even though Pippa Hackett's name has been put forward now by Pauline O'Reilly and Oisin Smith.
That is rather interesting. We haven't had declarations yet. We're talking about candidates. I think that there will be more than one. I think that there is going to be a race. I think Pippa Hackett clearly is in. Discussions have been held. The only question is when she's going to declare. And I agree with John Downing there. The big beast in this competition now is Roderick O'Gorman. And I would imagine by lunchtime, we'll know what way he's going to go.
And, you know, given that Oisin Smith was very much pushing Pippa Hackett and that reset for the Green parties, and she being as a farmer and somebody in rural Ireland, the woman who could do that, he still didn't want a coronation. So is it likely the party, like the degree of planning already seemed to be quite phenomenal. They've been talking for the past year. Is it likely that they'll have the decks arranged so there will be a competition?
I think so. I mean, I think it shows and speaks to the loyalty that there is to Eamon Ryan, that even though he was having private conversations, it never leaked out to people like me, unfortunately, to be able to break the news. But I do think there's going to be a competition. I suppose to a certain extent, question is prompted is, to what extent is this election about challenging the perception in rural Ireland that the Green Party isn't anti-rural? Or is the strategy going to be about how is it best to hold the seats? Because if it is, they're probably going to have to go back to their core. And if they're going back to their core, then it is trying to solidify their position in the cities rather than rural Ireland. So just because the focus is currently on Pippa Hackett and that anti-rural position, which the perception is clearly there, that doesn't necessarily mean that that's what is going to define this competition, is going to define this leadership race.
All right. Well, there's lots more to come from you, Paul Cunningham, and others during the course of the day. Thank you very much. 2 minutes to 9.